already dead. They're all in the house. But right now I got to play some music first to get out of the way. Stuff I like a lot, new stuff. But this is a band called The Hives, and I'll be back in a bit. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar. That was The Hives. I got three more before we bring the guys up. New stuff by Worshipper, who have a CD out called One Way Trip. So I'm going to play as a spell, but the Worshipper's been around a while now. I think they won the Boston Music Metal Band like 3 years in a row, something like that. But great bunch of guys, great band. This is new stuff from Worshipper.
Frozen steel, it's just my mixed I'm alright. ashtray.
That was the Dropkick Murphys. Before that, we heard One More Billy. One More Billy is a band from Australia. The song I played was I'm All Right, Worshipper with the Spell from One Way Trip. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, guys, I'm here with Already Dead.
Yo, yo.
Introduce yourselves.
What's up? I am Dan Cummings, guitarist and vocals, Already Dead.
What's up? I'm Brian Ferrazzani, playing bass, doing backup vocals.
Brandon Bartlett, guitar and vocals.
Good evening, guys. My name is Nick, and I play the drums for Already Dead.
We got Nick, the whole crew tonight, dude.
Nick slid in there.
Yeah, he did. I saw that move.
Yeah. So, you've been on a couple times, Dan. Never had the whole gang here, though.
I know.
So
schedule's lined up, you know. We made it happen.
That's sweet.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, oh no, it's always my pleasure. I've known you guys and liked you guys from the beginning. But for those who don't know, how long have you been a band? How long have you been together?
Man, just 2022 is when we released our first single, Stability, and our first album. Before that, not even a year before that, we started really like crafting like a demo. Yeah. It started with me and Nick, middle of COVID, you know, you couldn't play a live show. So I just had some demos at home, and Nick and I had already played in bands together before. Fez was in one of them, and so I just shot him over to him like, hey, man, I'm bored. You bored? You want to fill some time and record some songs? And we did it, and just kind of took off running from there. It seemed like pretty, like, natural, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to go make the album, we went to the Bridge Sound Stage in Cambridge, Mass. With a friend, recorded the album. Then Brandon hopped on bass with us, and then we were a three-piece right off the rip, started playing shows around, so been a blast, man. We've been cruising ever since.
It's been a couple years.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And is it a collaborative effort, the writing?
It's getting there. Yeah.
Initially did you write the lyrics and
yeah, I mean, initially it was just me
and Nick.
I had seven songs. I was like, Nick, you want to just make a project, pass the time,
do something with
it. But then so that album was pretty much done by the time Barty joined us and we were, you know, started playing shows and whatnot. So then our newest album, Something Like a War, Brandon has a couple songs on there. So naturally, it's just going to...
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a much more collaborative effort going forward because all these guys write good songs.
Yeah, sweet.
You guys are good songwriters, man.
Yeah, and anyone can jump in and add any of this stuff to the mask. And
Fez and I have played in a band together before. Fez and Nick. And Fez was like the main songwriter of that one, man. So we're gonna make him write some stuff for us.
I feel like that project was pretty collaborative across the board.
I'd say
sure. A lot of our songwriting there happened like organically in person, so it was cool.
Yeah. Was it the same vein musically?
More hip hop influence.
We were like a rock hip hop group that loved to play punk rock covers.
You had Bossa Rappa joined me on the show last time, so he was in that band. So it's definitely all just friends and just whoever's still making music at our age.
Yeah.
We're just getting together and doing it.
The Boss makes an appearance on, we'll get to that in a bit, but Boss is on Something Like a War, right? Doesn't he?
Yes. He's on one of the songs,
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And sometimes you play acoustic shows, right?
Yeah. If you know, the whole band can't make it and I can. Or just it's Ashore, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool that you have that flexibility.
Yeah, nice. It's nice to have that flexibility I think in the punk rock realm anyway. You see
that a lot.
Yeah, you can kind of get away with it because punk's just based off like old original rock and roll style anyway. You know, three chords and the truth, baby.
The Murphys do that a lot.
And I definitely strive. I think that was part of the plan. You know, write some songs that could go either full band or be kind of like a stripped down acoustic way.
So you
too
kind of had that in mind anyway.
I'd say so, yeah. I was definitely influenced by it, for sure.
I want to talk a bit about Stability because that's the first song that I heard. Mike at I never know how to say the name of that publicity company.
I know.
We're going to skip it then.
Nivet.
He knows what I'm talking
about. Out of Brookline, though, baby.
But he...
I know that.
He got me Stability.
Michael is our guy.
He is. He's great. He got me Stability, and I'm like, wow, that's a great song. And I think I said to him right then, I'm like, if they want to come on, Adam, come on. And Stability, that became an EP, right?
That was... That was the lead-off single of the first album, which is, it was only seven songs, so you could call it an EP.
I never know that either.
I don't
know
either.
What the hell is EP and what's...
Yeah. It's like extended
like it
or...
over three or four songs, yeah. It's out of the EP realm. It's a legit thing.
I feel weird enough, man. We just put an album out with 14 songs. Everybody's like, dude, people put out singles now. What the hell are you doing? But
we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that. Mike Colliver is Blue... a lot of it, I think it ties into your theme about you write a lot about working class and men and women laborers and
absolutely.
So that is that just something that it's in your system. It's what you do. It's what you.
Yeah, I'm a union pipe fitter in Boston, Local 537.
Are you someone else here? A union?
I'm a Local 7 iron worker in Boston.
Yeah. So,
so you got a couple in there.
It's in the DNA for sure, man.
Yeah, I was a mailman for 38 years. So
right. Yeah.
So
you're well. You know the but, deal.
Yeah. So, no, it is important. Unions obviously are important.
Yeah.
I think we discussed before, they're kind of up and down, but for the most part, they're needed.
Absolutely,
to,
yeah.
To catch us simple things like time and a half.
Dude, yeah.
Leave.
Keep the owners in
like
check,
that.
Man.
Yeah, because they'd run amok without
They
it.
Do, and they'd see what they could get away with, so you got to keep them in check.
And if you work in a union, then you know that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a little bit about stability. What was that about? I mean, your lyrics are pretty... You don't have to really pass through a lot to figure out what it's about.
No, yeah. I'm not a lot of metaphors
nothing
or anything.
Said yeah. Nothing said.
Barely full sentences.
But it's good stuff.
Yeah, no, thank you. That was one of the first ones, actually, I showed any of these guys.
Yeah.
That was the one I was happy enough with anyway to be like, all right, I'll perform in front of people.
It hooked me.
Thanks,
me right
man.
Away.
Thank you.
I'm going to play Stability. I'm going to play one off of the new release.
Cool.
Something Like a War. And then, you'll play one live and we'll go back and talk a bit more. But this is Stability right now. There you have it, Spirit of Massachusetts.
Yeah, Avenue.
that's right, Avenue. Yep. And before that, we heard Stability, of course, which I said earlier was the first song I heard by you guys that got me hooked. So we're going to hear one live now.
Doing it now? Let's do it.
Get yourselves situated. All right. We got four guys in the room here. Shit. So
gonna make magic happen.
Yeah. You've done it before.
Yeah.
You don't need those. It's up to you guys.
No, we don't need them.
Yeah, it's up to you guys. Yeah. You
don't.
Yeah, it's up to you.
All right. We good?
We're good.
Good?
Yeah.
A little while?
Yeah, you're good.
This city is ours in so many ways. That skyline's a picture, changes every day. These little changes to the great wide view, yeah, they're seen by the many, they're made by the few. Sun up to sun down, they build her up so high. Get no weak, can't stop, won't stop, just a way of life. This honest man's wage, we earn it every day. Our health, our time, can be the price we pay. Thank you. sons and our daughters. The future is yours. Know where you come from. Always strive for more. We have no regrets. Advice to make a better life for you.
Did it.
Fantastic.
That was fun.
Fantastic job.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll get another one in there, babe.
Yeah, that was that was the title track off the first album, My Color is Blue, so that was nice. We did Stability and then right into Caller, man. That was good.
I'll let you if you want to sit down.
We doing another one or we chilling?
No, not right now. We're chilling.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the new record. And then we'll, now they got you all ginned up. It's like, oh, we got to stop now? All right.
Yeah, I'm going to do a couple push-ups. Hang on.
Let me shut this off. Yeah, so the new record.
Yes.
If you had to sum it up, what was that? What was that record about? What's this record about?
14 songs of anger. It's, no.
How are you going to sum up 14? But,
yeah.
It was a general...
No, it's... call it social commentary, self-reflection, you know, just a lot. Some of the songs naturally just came out of an idea. Some were worked on over months, like Us Together. So it was like a really a mix. I'd say the reason it's 14 songs is because a handful of those were done even before we put Caller as Blue out. So like from our first show, we were playing the title track, Something Like a War. We were playing Traveling Blues. We were playing Body Song One Foot. Mm-hmm. Like, those are on our first show. So we were already becoming a new band. So it was more to get those songs recorded.
Get them out of the way.
Get them out there so we can move on too. You know what I mean? Like,
They were out there almost before Stability?
No, they weren't out there, but...
I mean, you were playing them.
Exactly. Our first show, we were playing Stability and we were playing Something Like a War. Same set. Yeah, so... We've had them for a while, so I think at this point it's just good to get them on something and move on.
For some reason, Stability, like My Color is Blue, they weren't on that, a lot of these.
Right. Yeah, so we had already...
still liked them, the great songs. So you said, well, let's get them out there.
Yeah, we'll just put them on the next one. And then we're like, oh, damn, we got a next one coming up. Yeah. We got plans. What happened?
Where'd you get this done? Where'd you get this recorded? And
The Bridge Sound and Stage right on Mass Ave in Cambridge, man. They've been... Just like you, they've been supporters from day one. Yeah, we've done all our recordings there with Jimmy Corbett, who's a friend of ours. We grew up with him. So it was nice to have a way into the studio like that, but everyone at the Bridge has been hospitable. It's just been great. It's been great there, man. So we're going in again soon.
Oh, yeah? You already have plans for...
Got the next one lined up, man. Yeah, just got to keep grinding.
But you get a strike when it's hot, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And who put the logo together?
That is Mark Safi of Safi Design. He's done any artwork already Dead has been by him because he's just our guy.
You've just known him for a bit and he's the guy you go to?
We knew each other. We had met a few times, but no, I didn't really know him personally until I reached out and I sent him this terrible sketch of an AD for the band logo. And I was like, what do you think about this? He's like, that's cool, but...
I can do better.
Yeah. Let me save you before you bury yourself. And No, he's done all the cover art, all the song art. Yeah, man, he's been great. Shout out Safi Design.
Sweet. Yeah, I like the logo a lot, and I like that you put out a physical product.
Yeah.
You know, I have a copy. I have
had
one,
to do it, man. Yeah. I grew up in the CD age, man. I don't know. It's good to have a physical.
I think so. I always thought so. Yeah. I still have, and the burn with me is back when vinyl died,
right.
I moved and I got rid of probably 50 to 60 albums.
Dude.
To this day, I don't know why.
They're probably worth.
Yeah, and to this day, I don't know why I did it. But, at the time, they were being phased out because
right.
CDs were coming in.
Right. And CDs were portable and you could skip tracks. That was all.
Yeah. I still like them both.
I listened to an interview with this DJ, or he's a producer, Ant, from the rap group Atmosphere, and he was like, mm-hmm. he's been a vinyl collector from before then. Then they died. He kept going. He's like, if you didn't keep going, it'd be impossible now because they're so, they're not cheap now, man.
To make and to buy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a couple off of something like War, and we'll have you can play one. Probably you can probably get two more in if you want. And I'm going to play a
feeling
couple
spicy.
Here. Gonna play something like a war. Here we go.
Something like a war inside my head. It's like I'm slowly dying. Something like a war in my head. In my head. Something like a war in my head. Working on fire. Something like a war. Like a war. Like a war. I'm not really sane. I just try to adjust insanity. Battle with the demon to the blade of my morality. Shield of my mortality. Knowing in the
Everything he owned. And the ones he came up with did their time. Is he even a brother when he holds the line? Jimmy fell hard on his lawn.
All right, that was Rock Bottom. Before that, Something Like a War. Off the Something Like a War release. Already Dead. Get your mics up. There you go. Yeah. Already Dead, and gonna do a couple. We're gonna do some back to back right here. All right.
Yeah. Let's do a couple. All right, ready?
Go at it. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Time works right up the storm as hit. There's no peace of mind, so I'm running. I back up against the wall, and I just might lose it all. Give me some. Just keep the lights on. You don't see the struggle we're going through, yeah. One step ahead of the landlord, and I'm running out of time. Works right up the storm as hit. There's no peace of mind, so I'm running.
Hey! Hey!
So just keep the lights on. You don't see the struggle we're going through, yeah. Time to unwind, so I'm running.
Hey, hey,
whoa, running. One step ahead of the landlord, and I'm running out of time. Works right up the storm as hit. There's no peace of mind when food or rent's the choice to make. Feed my kids before they take another dime of mine, and I'm running.
Hey.
Whoa, running.
Woo! Very nice.
Thank you. Right into the next one?
Yeah,
you I can, love it.
You can roll right in.
Let's do some traveling blues.
Sight, not out of mind. We're out of touch. I'm out of touch, so I'm going. I'm hitting the tracks. When I'm gone, if you call, you know, baby, I'm coming back. Travel north, south, down the east coast, and I'm headed out west where they love the most. Yeah, I'm going. If you tell me you love me, well then, baby, I'm coming home. Mm-hmm. me. Chasing horizons on a street with no beginning or end to be seen. Where my past and future they meet, and decisions weigh heavy on me, on my mind when I think about how we tried. I know I had to hit the road, even though my heart said over. When I'm gone, if you call, tell me that you love me. This right about my home, baby. Nothing's gonna stop me. No. I'm out of time, so I'm gone.
Yeah.
Woo.
All right.
Nice job.
Almost lost my breath there.
That was nice job, guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice having the full band.
Yeah. Works out. Worked. I'll let you collect yourselves.
Yeah, dude.
But, yeah, Something Like a War is the release. Already Dead is the band.
Yeah, baby.
Great stuff.
Psyched to get this whole album out there, man, I'll tell you.
Yeah. And we got a little bit of time, so if you want to plug anything you got coming up as far as, like, shows and stuff.
Yeah. September 6th, we will be at the New Kodo in Lowell, Mass. The Kodo in Salem, Mass is a staple in live music. So we're psyched that they're opened a new location. We'll be there with our friend COB. And that should be just a great night of punk, you know. And then it's not officially planned, but we are planning to maybe be doing a performance at the Boston Tattoo Convention this year. The weekend of October 4th through 6th. Pretty sure it's at the Heinz Convention Center. It usually is, but...
Yeah.
We're on a handshake agreement at this point, but I think I can right. I think I can plug it. And we'll be doing a Halloween gig somewhere in Lawrence, Mass, October 11th, I want to say. So, yeah, we got a few shows coming up, man.
And you're working on already got new music in the burner, so to speak, right?
We're going to be demoing hard, and we're taking over the bridge in November. And
sweet.
Hopefully pumping out an EP pretty quick.
Yeah, you know where to find me.
Yeah. Great. Our first call, brother. Yeah.
Great record. Thanks for coming in.
Dude, thank you, man.
Thanks for having us. My pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
My pleasure. I'm going to let you, I got like 12 minutes. We're going to play a couple tunes and get out of here, but this is something off the new Green Day record. I'll be back to talk in a bit. She's going to bang her head.
TV, and she'll never see the world the same. She is a Cold War in my head, and I am East Berlin on the danger side of parts alone. Coffee and cyanide for lovers in disgrace. If this is not a test, we got one foot in the grave. She's gonna bang her head like 1981.
be all that there is. Collects them, carve right from your bare skin. Not a soul still, I can hear you bleed. You're being quiet, but you still gotta breathe. There's such blood as hot and thick as a lake. The air is soup and he's carved up like a stick. I'm sick tired of broken conditioning. Who's gonna sleep when it's 100 degrees? He took away, he took away.
Alright, you just heard new stuff by Parlor Bells. The song was called Slasher Movie Weather. I don't know what that's all about, but that was the name of it. Green Day before that was 1981 off their latest Saviors. It's 8:54. I'm supposed to do an ID in 5 minutes, but I'm going to let this go 15 seconds. You know, hey. So, this is WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I got one more for you by the Nervous Eaters. See you next week. I want to thank Already Dead for coming in. They did a hell of a job in here. And so these are Nervous Eaters. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
dressed up in leather and black. Bought a boot in a rush, ain't no real star's epitaph. Jeff and Rob gonna cop, Matthew and Kevin, they're still at the bar. Granny Jack, chop the Outback, getting high in somebody's car.